This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continues to pound targets in southern Gaza and ordering more neighborhoods designated for attack to evacuate as the United States urges it to protect more civilians.
At a briefing in Tel Aviv, Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner briefed reporters Saturday on activities of the Israeli Defense Forces.
The activities are taking place mostly in the northern Gaza Strip, but also conducting precision strikes against specific targets of Hamas in the south. The mobilizations include over 400 targets that we've struck, engaged. Those targets include tunnel access points. They include command and control positions. They include the ability of Hamas to operate freely in the north as they did over the last week.
Lerner said the military conducted its operations simultaneously with ongoing humanitarian efforts. He said throughout the day Saturday, several trucks with humanitarian aid were allowed into Gaza through the Rafah-Egypt crossing after clearing Israeli security. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Meanwhile, spokesman for the United Nations says that the world body regretted the resumption of hostilities in Gaza and Israel.
Speaking to reporters in New York on Friday, Stefan Dujarric said the UN
urges all concerned parties to swiftly find a way to resume the pause in the fighting and facilitate the release of more hostages.
Dujarric added,
we appeal to the parties not to resort to further military action that can only make the already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza worse and to spare civilians from more suffering.
At least 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed, following the week-long truce with the territory's ruling militant group Hamas, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along its northern border with Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuelans are heading to the polls to try to decide the future of a large swath of neighboring Guyana. The vote Sunday is their government's latest attempt to claim ownership of a territory it argues was stolen when the north-south border was drawn more than a century ago. Guyana has characterized the referendum as a step toward annexation. Venezuelan voters will be asked five questions, including whether they support establishing a state in a disputed territory. The UN's top court has ordered Venezuela not to take any action that would alter Guyana's control over the area, but it did not specifically ban officials from holding the referendum. An earthquake with preliminary magnitude of 7.6 struck off the coast of the southern Philippines. Based on the magnitude and location, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said expected tsunami waves to hit southern Philippines and parts of Indonesia, Palau, and Malaysia. But the center later removed that warning. The Biden administration is issuing a final rule aimed at reducing methane emissions, targeting the U.S. oil and natural gas industry for its role in global warming.
U.S. auto safety regulators say the recall covers hundreds of BMW X3, X4, and X5 SUVs, model year 2014, with airbags made by Takata Corporation. There was a complaint from Chicago in October that the inflator on an X3 exploded, sending a large piece of metal into the driver's lung and causing other cuts to the body. Documents say the inflators on the BMWs have a moisture-absorbing chemical called a desiccant, hoped to prevent the explosions that have occurred in other vehicles. Some 30 million airbags not recalled have that type of inflator, and they're installed in about 20 brands of vehicles. I'm Jackie Quinn.
That's Quinn on the BMW, recalling a small number of SUVs because of the risk of airbags exploding. And again, the Biden administration is issuing a final rule on methane emissions.
The rule targets emissions from existing oil and gas wells rather than focusing only on new wells. It also regulates smaller wells that will be required to find and plug methane leaks. At the UN Climate Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris says this will help ensure the U.S. meets the goal set by nations to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030.
It is, dare I say, our duty and our obligation, not a choice.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.